Hello and welcome to the Healing Mental Illness Podcast. My name is Joshua, and today I'd like to discuss the sixth spiritual survival tip from my book, and it is, no, it's not your fault. No, it's not your fault. And this is such an important tip because when we feel self-blame or guilt about really anything, whether it's our illness or maybe we did something that we didn't think was in our highest good, and then we feel guilty about it. That doesn't really serve us. It doesn't really cause us to move forward and to do better. We're all doing the best we can in our lives. We really are. And if we knew better, or sometimes we know better, but we just don't have the strength in that moment or the willpower in that moment to make a certain choice. If we did, then we would make a different choice. So if we knew better and we had the strength to and the willingness to, then we would make a different choice. So we're really all doing the best we can with the understanding that we have and the capability that we have. And it's no different with the illness. The illness is not our fault. We didn't create the illness. And we don't really know what causes the illness. So, just to give you an example, there's a theory that heavy metals in the brain could be a factor in causing mental illness. Personally, I think there's validity to that. If you go to my website, healingschizoaffective.com, I did a blog post called Got Heavy Metals on the Brain, and I talk about what I do to detox from heavy metals. It's five ingredients that work synergistically to pull the metals out of the body in a smoothie I do every morning. I've done it for a year, and I truly feel incredible. I feel so much better. When I was sick, I felt like Humpty Dumpty. I felt like I was broken into pieces. I felt like I was torn apart, like soul fractures, just like split up. And now I feel so whole. I can't even explain it. I just feel a wholeness, a togetherness, a clarity. So you can check out that blog for more information about that. But let's just say hypothetically that that is the case, that heavy metals play a role in mental illness. Okay, well, you didn't put the heavy metals in your body. You didn't put them in your food or in your environment that caused them to get into your body. And you probably didn't even know they were there in the first place. So, how could that be your fault? It's not. You didn't create it, you didn't cause it, and you didn't know about it. So that's just one example of why we can't really blame ourselves for the illness. Another example, even if it's something that we do make a choice with me personally, I experimented with marijuana my freshman year in college, and I felt like that was a factor in leading to my illness. And since then, I've seen certain research studies showing that people with predisposition for mental illness who use marijuana, it could be correlated with psychosis. So, that was something that I did choose at that time, but I didn't know what the consequences would be. I didn't know better. So with my level of understanding at that point, how could I have chosen differently? So even though that was an action I took, I still don't think it's my fault, that it led to that. And even if, you can relate that to anything really. So just so important. It's no, it's not your fault. And when we do that, when we really get it that, we're doing the best we can, it's not our fault, then we could say, okay, so what can I do in this moment? We can let go of the blame, we can let go of the guilt, and we could say, what choices can I make right now with my current understanding, with my current capacity, and to move forward every day in little ways, and that works with everything. If I am trying to eat healthy and trying to exercise, and then I have a day where I go off the wagon or whatnot, or I eat some junk food and I feel really bad after, I can say, I can let that go. and I can, you know, each moment is new. You can make a new choice the next time or the next day. Each day is a new day. And I've just found that that stance is so much more helpful than the other one, the self-blame, the self, you know, the guilt. It's just so much more empowering to just accept, own it, accept it, but just recognize that we're all doing the best that we can. And that actually, that understanding, which I came through my own experience, it actually allowed me to look at other people and say, okay, they're doing the best they can. And it allowed me to develop compassion, you know, through my own suffering, and my own understanding. I can realize, I can say, okay, well, you know, other people, they're doing the best they can too. They're making choices with their level of understanding and their capacity. And then I can, you know, that allowed me to let go of judgment of others and to feel compassion for others. And it's just, it's a wonderful process. And that's just one of the valuable nuggets that I gained from my experience with the illness. And I know that's easy to say now for me, but you know, that's hard earned wisdom, that I learned in the trenches. So it's not just a concept. It's not just something I read, you know, and hopefully, you know, that's provides some value to you and helps you along your path. I really wish you the best. I know what you're going through. I care about you. Just know the illness is not your fault. You didn't cause it. You didn't create it. And you're a wonderful, valuable human being. And the experience that you're going through, it's important. Your personal growth, your personal, life, your dreams, your progress, it's important. It matters, not just to you. It matters to the world. You know, we're all in this together. And every little thing that we can do to just be more loving with others, more loving with ourselves, more forgiving, more understanding, it really makes the world a better place. Just our own love, self-love, and forgiveness for ourselves. If only that, and we do nothing more, that actually makes the world a better place. It elevates everyone. So I wish you the best. God bless you.